Good morning, I'm Jim Field, KJAN News. Our news update this hour is brought to you by Hummel Insurance, your Western Iowa Mutual Insurance Association agent in Oakland. Firefighters from Oneida and Wyota were called to a fire in Oneida this morning, and we have Rick Hansen on the scene this morning. He'll fill us in on the latest details, Rick.
All right, thanks very much, Jim. Yeah, I'm standing across now on the east side of 306 Elm Street here in Oneida, where firefighters from Oneida are currently on the scene. I don't see Wyota here, but anyway, what we've got is a brown residential home that has some heavy damage on the northwest side due to fire, and there's still a little bit of smoke trickling out the roof, but Oneida firefighters pretty much have this one under control, and I do see Wyota now, too. They are on the scene, but their trucks are not currently near me. But there was one resident in the home, a younger female and a dog. They both got out safely. We do not have her name or any other details yet. They're still looking for the dog, but the structure was not too heavily damaged on any of the other sides. Other than the north, heavy damage to the siding and the wall on the northwest side of this home. This call came in just before 8:30 this morning. And the firefighters are, of course, currently still on the scene, but no visible flames and very little smoke at this point in time. We'll have more information coming up on this fire for you during our noon news, but reporting live from Oneida, I'm Rick Hansen for KJAN News.
All right, thank you, Rick, and you will have more details coming up for you later on that. And I'll have more news in just a moment. KJAN News time is 9:03.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiary? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426. Or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
2 people were killed. Another was injured during a fiery crash between an SUV and a semi Sunday afternoon in Shelby County. The Iowa State Patrol says a 1998 GMC Envoy driven by 63-year-old John Verrill Smith of Portsmouth was pulling a boat on a trailer west along Highway 44 at around 435, a mile east of Portsmouth. And at the same time, a 2011 International Semi operated by 64-year-old Dennis Johnson of Laverne, Minnesota was heading east. The SUV crossed the center line into the eastbound lane as it was rounding a curve. Johnson saw the SUV approaching and tried to avoid the collision by braking and steering toward the south ditch, but the semi and the SUV collided head-on. Both vehicles were engulfed in flames. Both drivers and a passenger in the GMC, 68-year-old Mary Louise Smith of Portsmouth, were taken by a medevac ambulance to Murtu Memorial Hospital in Harlan, where the drivers of the vehicles were pronounced dead. The patrol says all 3 of the crash victims were wearing their seat belts. That crash resulted in a stretch of Highway 44 from Highway 191 to Shelby County Road M16 being closed for more than 5 hours on Sunday while that accident was investigated and the wreckage was cleared from the scene. 2 women who suffered life-threatening injuries when they were struck by a vehicle early Sunday morning in Council Bluffs are still in the hospital, but their injuries are no longer considered to be life-threatening. Police identified the women as 35-year-old Misty Roca of Council Bluffs and 31-year-old Shannon Miller of Arlington, Nebraska. A third victim, 33-year-old Jeremy Vaughn of Omaha, suffered lesser injuries in that incident. Bluffs police said just before 2 a.m. Sunday, the victims were hit by a vehicle that left the scene but was located a few blocks away. The suspected driver, a white female with blonde hair, took off on foot. Officials said this morning that the driver has been identified and located, but her name was not immediately released. That incident remains under investigation by the Council Bluffs Police Department's Special Operations Traffic Unit. Sheriff's officials in Montgomery County are investigating a break-in and theft which occurred Saturday night or early Sunday morning in Villisca. Authorities report the investigation began just before 4 a.m. at TJ's Cafe, located at 307 East 4th Street in Villisca. Officials say someone forced entry into the business by shattering a window. An undisclosed amount of merchandise and money were taken from the restaurant. Damage to the restaurant's window was estimated at $225. Anyone with information about that crime should get a hold of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office or Montgomery County Crime Stoppers. Two Iowa nursing home companies, have agreed to pay $875,000 in penalties to the federal government. The Des Moines Register is reporting that Bethany Lutheran Home in Council Bluffs was accused of overbilling Medicare and Medicaid for certain therapy services between 2005 and 2008. Bethany Lutheran will pay $675,000 and provide additional training to its workers at the facility. HCM Management, which runs 11 Iowa nursing homes, was sanctioned for allegedly employing two workers who had been barred from working in a federally funded facility. They'll pay just more than $200,000 to the federal government. A Fremont, Nebraska man has been sentenced to 18 months in federal prison for a wire fraud conviction that cost banks and insurance companies in Nebraska and Iowa millions of dollars. Thomas Herrink was sentenced Thursday in Omaha's U.S. District Court. In addition to prison, Herrink was given 3 years of supervised probation following his release in order to repay more than $5 million to his victims. U.S. Attorney Deborah Gilg says Herrick's falsified financial statements for his golf course construction company to defraud lenders and insurers. Gilg says Herrick carried out the scheme in order to participate in large construction contracts throughout the country. Prosecutors say when Herrick defaulted on some of the projects, the banks and insurance companies lost more than $8 million. An Iowa law that takes effect lets people with recent experience driving large trucks in the military obtain an Iowa commercial driver's license without taking the drive skills test that's normally required. The law lets the Iowa Transportation Department waive the testing requirement for Iowans who are on active duty or separated honorably in the past 90 days. They must meet certain experience and safety requirements set by the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration. Applicants must be Iowa residents and hold valid Iowa driver's licenses. The new law does not waive the written test for the commercial license. Well, the committee that's looking into problems with the 2012 Iowa Republican caucuses will release its final recommendations at a meeting in Sioux City today. The chair of the committee, Bill Schickel, says one of the recommendations would change how information about caucus winners is released.
If the spread between the two top vote-getters is less than 1%, no winner will be officially declared on caucus night until the ballots are certified. And then the other thing regarding certification, we collapsed the time frame down to 72 hours.
Schickel, who is also co-chair of the Iowa Republican Party, says previously the party had 2 weeks to certify caucus results, and the shorter time frame ensures a winner is declared before the New Hampshire primary. Schickel says they're also recommending changes to how the ballots are handled at the caucus sites.
To have those standardized ballots distributed at registration time, that the ballots be placed by individual caucusers in a ballot box, and that they be counted in the main caucus room.
The committee was appointed after Mitt Romney was declared the winner on caucus night, and certified results later showed Rick Santorum winning the contest. Schickel made his comments on the Iowa Public Radio program River to River. Transit systems in Atlantic and Burlington have been honored by the Iowa Department of Transportation for their accomplishments during the 2011 fiscal year. In Atlantic, the Southwest Iowa Transit Agency, also known as Region 13, provides demand response subscription services in Cass, Fremont, Harrison, Mills, Montgomery, Page, Pottawatomie, and Shelby counties. SWTA, based in Atlantic, received the award for Most Improved Regional Transit System of the Year. SWTA, headed by Transit Director Steve Anderson, posted a 14.26% gain in ridership. This helped reduce the cost per ride by 5.63% during fiscal year 2011. Anderson explained that ridership increased due to expanded transit usage in sheltered workshop programs, service to and from Cass County Memorial Hospital during a remodeling project, and service to and from the Glenwood Resource Center. This is the third time SWTA has received the award. The last time was in 2009. Checking headlines around the world this morning. Stocks are sliding at the opening of trading following global markets lower after Spain requested help for its struggling banks. That request comes just ahead of a critical European economic summit in Brussels. Investors have been losing faith that Europe will act quickly to address the financial problems that the country's most at risk. European markets are sharply lower. Tropical Storm Debbie is spinning drenching rains over northern Florida as it hangs nearly stationary over the Gulf of Mexico. Its biggest threat today is flooding rather than winds. A tropical storm warning is in effect along the Florida Panhandle as the storm parks offshore. It spawned isolated tornadoes that killed at least one person. And in Alabama, crews plan to continue searching for a South Carolina man who disappeared in rough surf. The storm has prompted the closing of a bridge to Florida's St. George Island, a popular vacation spot. Crews in Canada are still trying to stabilize the structure of a shopping mall before sending in teams to look for victims and possible survivors of a roof collapse. At least one person is believed dead and another trapped in the rubble. Two cranes are being used in the stabilization efforts, as workers were unable to reach anyone yesterday because it was too dangerous. Denver police are searching for evidence as they investigate the fatal shooting of a policewoman at a city park where families had gathered for a free weekly jazz concert. Police have taken a person with a gun into custody, but it wasn't clear whether that person was a suspect. The park remains closed. The shooting victim was a single mother who had been with the police department since 2005. KJAN News Time is 9:13.
How do you want your money to work for you and your beneficiaries? Taxable, tax-deferred, or tax-free? Hi, this is Craig Hummel. You know, one of the biggest challenges facing baby boomers is how to transfer our assets to the next generation without Uncle Sam taking out their pound of flesh. Call Hummel Insurance Services and discover how you can transfer your wealth to your spouse or the next generation tax-free with Increasing Whole Life from EMC National Life Insurance Company. Call 1-800-482-6426 or locally at 482-6424. Increasing Whole Life Insurance is issued by EMC National Life Company, Urbandale, Iowa, and is policy form LP300. The increasing death benefit is not guaranteed until declared. The provisions may vary or be unavailable in some states. See policy for complete details. Or visit us online at HummelIns.com.
In our funeral announcements this morning, 92-year-old Opal L. Beatty of Oakland died Friday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. Services for Opal Beatty will be held today at 11 o'clock at the Wheeler Grove Church in Carson. The Les Hills Funeral Home in Carson has the arrangements. 69-year-old Dorman Dale Leader of Harlan died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Celebration of life services for Dorman Leader will be held today at 4 o'clock in the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 87-year-old Carrie E. Schmidt of Audubon died Thursday at Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. Services for Carrie Schmidt will be held Tuesday at 10:30 in the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 89-year-old Laura B. Nelson of Exira died Saturday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Laura Nelson will be held on Tuesday at 3 o'clock in the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. 95-year-old Merrill George Stoltz of Harlan died Friday at the Elmcrest Retirement Home. A massive Christian burial service for Merrill Stoltz will be held on Wednesday at 10:30 in the St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. 86-year-old Darlene Dolores Callender of Harlan died Saturday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. Services for Darlene Callender will be held Wednesday at 2 o'clock in the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 68-year-old Darwin Turk of Lewis died today at his home. Services for Darwin Turk will be held on Thursday at 10:30 in the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. 81-year-old Bonnie J. Knoll of Audubon died Friday at the Audubon County Memorial Hospital. Graveside services for Bonnie Knoll will be held on Thursday at 11 o'clock in the Concord Cemetery in Concord, Nebraska. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. 87-year-old Henry Gasson Sr. died Saturday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home in Erling. Services for Henry Gasson Sr. are currently pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. 72-year-old Kay Laverne Hamlin of Atlantic died Friday at the Exira Care Center. Funeral services for Kay Hamlin are currently pending with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's our news update this hour, brought to you by Hummel Insurance. For all of your insurance needs, give Craig and the gang a call today at Hummel Insurance Agency in Oakland. The SkyScan forecast is next.